Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, Day 16. Today we will look at the Govardhan Leela and the worship of Govardhan. But first of all, how can we properly describe this? Because this Leela is the beloved festival in Braj, which everyone celebrates. And even Krishna likes it very, very much for two reasons. One, it gave him an opportunity to stay for seven interrupted days and nights at very close quarters with all his devotees. And the second was, he could care for them. He could show his love for them. He could provide a safe place with an uninterrupted festival of just darshan, or seeing the Lord. Once, Krishna was asked, can you give one proof that you have cities, perfections? And Krishna smiled and says, yes, I carried the huge Govardhan mountain on just the nail of my little pinky for 7 days and nights and defeated the pride of King Indra. What is this particular pastime teaching us? To take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, especially also when we are in difficulties. At that time, when Krishna sees my devotees have given up all other kinds of shelter and they are just turning to me, his heart becomes moved and he makes an arrangement which in all cases is astonishing, but sometimes also unexpected. So the question which we would like to deal with now is, how can we show our love and worship of Krishna on this day? The answer is very simple. Krishna himself gave the rules. This is how I and Giriraj should be worshipped. You can either take a shila or a photo of Giriraj, or do what I like to do is I have a very, very good painting of Giriraj and I close my eyes and then go to the places which I know. And then I'd offer the following things as per the instructions of Krishna. First is worship. You can offer a light, an abhishek. Second is offer food. Yes, even if it's only sweets, the Lord likes sweets somehow. I remember once in Sarajevo at 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard a voice, bring me a sweet. I thought, well, so early in the morning, who wants a sweet at this time? Then I looked at the altar and saw the Giriraj Shila, and it was very clear he was urging me to bring him a sweet. Fortunately, just a package had arrived from a different country, and there was a very, very nice sweet which I quickly offered and felt great relief. Yes, because the Lord was satisfied. The third, make a circumambulation. Walk around. That is a sign of respect. The fourth is distribute prasad to one and all. I remember once I was doing this day in a hospital in Delhi, and after we had done our little hospital room puja, I went and took all the prasadam to the patients and staff and turned the hospital, which is usually a very bodily conscious place, into a very blissful, happy place. And the fifth is offer obeisances. And obeisances is different from just a gymnastic exercise if you do it in the right mood. Namaha, not ma, the ego, not my ego, not my wish, not my plans, your plan that may come true. And then a second item of a good obeisances is offer a prayer in which you can also express a pure desire, like, may this obstacle disappear from my life, and so on. I wish you that you can go through these 5 points and become receptacles of mercy today. This is a blissful day. Rejoice. And yes, see you all tomorrow.